Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Also, I want to kind of just shift a little bit. In December 31st, January 1st or 2nd, this fiscal cliff is coming. And we've been talking about the cliff before anybody was talking about it. Mm-hmm. We even have a little picture of a ship going off of a cliff, And one of our leadership gatherings that we had when we were showing that. And and Pat Robinson, the founder of CBN, also was talking about it. He heard it. But he heard what we heard as well. And it was like, okay, we're all hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
And they could decide not to do anything. I mean, they're going to look busy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to look like you intentionally did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to be able to blame it on someone. And don't worry about it. There's enough gullible people.
Yeah, right.
It's like 44 days left. It's like, come on now.
Let me awaken you. If you're listening right now, you're yourself or somebody that you know that does not have a job right now. And they're receiving unemployment that's sustaining them and their family during this time. Let me tell you what's going to happen. If they do not deal with this and this thing hits, probably that day unemployment will stop. You will not get that check in the mail.
Right.
Military expenses across like 7% or something across the board. There's a lot of things that are happening. They'll just be whacked and cut.
Right.
And, you know, politically speaking, and empowering is to be on the president's side, because it would benefit him. It would benefit him in the long run to do nothing. And then all of a sudden the Bush tax cuts become the Obama tax cuts, because then what we lost through the fiscal cliff, he comes to the rescue and he begins to issue them out under his administration. And because everything gets cut across the board, then all of a sudden he begins it to what was just taken away by his lack of participation. Now all of a sudden he gives them out, because he'll come back in and
fix it. Sure.
Yeah, he'll come back in and fix it, and he'll give, you know, the middle class, you know, it depends. They say that you could take all the money from all the wealthy people in America, and you can only pay for like 30 days or something of the American debt. It's going to require the middle class to be taxed to be able to pay for what has to be paid for. But I believe, too, they start charging in January 1st of 2013 for the health care plan that won't kick in until January 2014. I think they're going to already start taking money out of your... There'll be a new thing on your 1040 form that'll have about insurance or something on there, and you'll pay one way or the other. You know, if you're not having it by your employer, you'll have to get it some other way, and you'll pay out of your taxes. You'll declare it on your tax form. Remember, you can go back and you can listen to a VFN Torch. You'll hear us speaking very specifically before all this happened. When they were hiring like 16,000 IRS agents, it's like 3,300 counties or, you know, precincts or whatever, I forget what we call them, parishes in America, like 3,300 or something. And there's like enough county. There's enough IRS agents now to have like three in every county.
Wow.
In every single county.
Amazing.
Wow.
And they're going to start collecting not only taxes, because that's one way that Reagan began to balance the budget. He just went to collect the money that was owed, and they began to audit a lot of people, and there's a lot of people just wasn't paying. But then these 16 plus thousand IRS agents are going to begin to, you know, look at your insurance and measure your taxed, because it's a tax. It's insurance. It's a tax. So they're going to be able to treat it under the commerce law just like they do everything else. If you don't pay your tax, your health care tax, then, you know, you're going to suffer the same thing that you would suffer for any other tax.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
And
I do believe this. I kind of sense some, you know, the present leadership to me is easy to understand. What they do is when they want a five, they'll throw a 10 in your face. And the people are very predictable when they'll come back and say, okay, we'll do a five now. And they buy into the five, not realizing it was a five that they wanted all along.
Right.
But it's called child psychology, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly. And when they're trying to bring the healthcare system in, And they changed the argument overnight, and everybody fell for it, including the church fell for it, when all of a sudden they started talking about, you know, forcing the Catholic social services to purchase health care that got birth control.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to doing that, the argument was, you know, the government does not to be providing health care. But they changed the argument in one day. They changed the argument and put the Catholic Church on the defensive about something they said that didn't need to exist. And now they're arguing as if it did exist. And they are arguing to the fact that they don't believe that they have the right to tell a church, which you don't constitutionally, to purchase birth control insurance that would provide birth control abortion for your people. But it's like, you know, once you got defensive and once you started getting into the argument, it's done past.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll never forget that shift. The second they changed the argument and they had the girl testify before Congress and they it's just basic things that you learn at Harvard, you know, how to direct people and debate an issue and how to get them to buy in. And it's like, we're not paying attention to anything. There was one day America bought in when they started being defensive over something that didn't exist. They started arguing as if it was, and then it became.
Mm-hmm.
It was totally amazing. Mm-hmm. And then it came out as a tax, thanks to Judge Roberts. And what he did was he put it before the American people. When he called it a tax, what God did through that was lay it out before us and said, okay, do you really want government to do this? Is this what you want? And this is the form of government you want? And do you want the government to be your healer? Is that what you want?
Mm-hmm.
And when Judge Roberts made that vote to call it a tax, then we could have voted this whole thing out in November because it's a tax. It got approved through the judicial branch of government, which is constitutionally there for that reason.
Right.
And America decided they wanted this tax. They wanted to be taxed. And guess what? They're going to be faithful to do that. And so here we are today. This fiscal cliff's coming around the corner, and it would be beneficial, it really would, for them to do nothing. And then to come in for the rescue, something like Hillary Clinton came into the rescue of the Middle East, and start dealing them out under the Obama administration, which would be wise. If I would do the same thing, I would want to restructure them under my leadership. I was president. That's what you do. But he would obviously not give any tax cuts to the wealthy, and not because that's not wise, but just because it just pleases the base of the voters, because those are the ones that create the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody that's making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, they're not hiring you. And they're not going to be able to split that with you and start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the people that have, you know, $250,000 or more that, you know, get into business adventures and start hiring a few people up and have a small business and give you a job.
Right.
But very few people, they say 3% of America hires the other 97%.
Mm.
That means 97% might not even understand how it works. And if we remove the job creators, if we remove the job creators, then it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find government creating jobs at that point. You're going to find government, you know, like the WPR or whatever it was called during FDR's time, and the Workers' Party, whatever, where the government began to pay people to do busy work, build roads and bridges and all that. And they said it would have been cheaper for the government, and they would have got more out if they just gave the money to the people.
Right.
But the people would have rather worked for it. But times have changed, hasn't it?
They sure have changed. But you know what? It's amazing how things have changed, but how things have still remained the same. You can just look back at history and see, haven't we been down this road before? Haven't we not seen what has happened when government takes over and starts supplying everything?
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, we need to pray that God's will come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, a lot of the church is serving money rather than serving God. They're serving their jobs. And God says you can't do it both. You got to make up your mind. And if it takes that for the church to wake up, you know, whatever it takes for the church to wake up and to to be loyal to God and get back into the harvest field and for the third great awakening to take place in America. Whatever it takes to wake up the church, so be it.
Right.
I know that David Wilkerson, who's gone to be with the Lord right now, when he described what's about to come to America, he talks about it's going to knock the breath out of you. He says even the most righteous man, which wouldn't be any of us, is going to get the breath knocked out of him. It's going to take a while to regain your composure.
Mm.
I've been carrying that word inside of me. I could feel that word and kind of, you brace yourself. If you know you're fixing to be punched, you can brace yourself for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't heard brace yourself, you need to go to the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch and just type in brace, B-R-A-C-E, brace yourself. Because it's coming. Yeah. It's coming. And this delay that's taking place, this lingering, just seems like the slingshot's getting pulled back further and further and further. And my goodness.
Mm.
So we're like 44 days away, which will just, think about it. Once Christmas is here, you're like 5 days away from this thing hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just went out and spent like $55 billion on Christmas gifts and not understanding. It's like up to the last second. It reminds me of what they did up to the last second when the hand appeared and wrote on the wall. It says you've been weighed in the balance and felt left wanting. They were partying to the last minute.
Last minute. $1 billion alone on online sales. And today is Cyber Monday.
Right. And even though I can't believe they call it Black Friday, but I think it represents, that they've been operating in the red all year and that this takes them in the black. It's how much money they sell during that time. But it also can have a double meaning to it. Because if your economy is about to crash, I don't know how many unemployed people are there. There's 23 million or...
I think there's 23 million.
23 million people are getting a check, possibly, every week or every other week or whatever from the government unemployment. Because when they were employed, they were paying unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're getting it back. But now the government's funded it to last longer. And some people have been on unemployment for, I guess, ever since Bush. Some people have been on that long, I believe.
Yeah, I think they give extensions, but then after a while, they're on their own.
Yeah. And so imagine now, in 44 days, they will not have that check coming.
Mm-hmm.
23 million people.
Right.
23 million. And what happened in Hurricane Sandy hit when people weren't getting their gas?
Hmm. They were ruthless. Ruthless, just with not getting gas, pulling out knives, pulling out guns, And in fact, even recently, local news says that neighbors are banding together in Staten Island because the looters, people coming into the neighborhood because there's security coming into the neighborhood, their own neighbors that are just as down and out are robbing from each other. And so you have this gentleman, older gentleman, who's taking shifts, bless his heart, protecting his house and the neighbor's house from anyone that's trying to come in and take anything. It's like, this is not good.
And so, the second people don't have, since everybody's living as if tomorrow will be there financially, that means they're not storing up their acorns. They don't have any acorns for tomorrow. But their government or whoever's bringing them acorns, using an analogy of a squirrel. And so it's going to be tough. They're just going to be shocked. And some of the words that we get from Preparing for the Perfect Storm by John Paul Jackson's, you can get to that on the VFN Torch. At the very top on the menu is Preparing for the Perfect Storm, talking about a prophecy about things that have happened, are happening, and will happen. And one of them is that people will begin to go to wealthy neighborhoods and they will rob those neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They will rob those houses and the people that have.
Right.
And and just people, when people, they don't know what they'll do until they don't have. And if we're not paying attention, it doesn't seem like anybody's paying attention. I'm watching the news clips for this Thanksgiving Day shopping day where they are pounding this guy with their fists in the line, and two guys are just beating him up in front of the other people. The other people didn't want to lose their place in line. They stayed in line, and they're beating this guy up. These women started beating each other. Some other guy was in the middle of the line saying, I'll pull my knife out and I'll stab every one of you. And this, like, aren't you embarrassed? I mean, you're with these, you're going to shop beside these people. And it's like this lust There's so much lust and greed and and you know, just what I think about Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, how they just, despite all the sin, they're just pressing in and all the stuff's happening and people just want what they want. And there was no consideration, period. And it's like, we're there. Remember last year, and we can't find that clip. Hopefully we can find that clip. We might have that clip. Got to get with Chris to find out. But the guy stands in line for all these hours because he wanted these particular basketball shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And in front of everybody, he took his tongue and he licked that shoe from the heel to the top. And he goes, that's what we do. And he wasn't even ashamed of it. He's made it his God's what he's made it. He's made it. It's an idol to him. And he took his tongue and he licked it on camera. Now, this country was founded, as you go back, in the VFN Torch and the original Tent of America about George Washington, that they fought a war with no shoes to be able to give us the freedom. And today we're actually standing in line and beating each other and licking the bottom of shoes. And we've come so far from the original intent of this country.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.